Hello, I am Sharon Holmes, and welcome to the She Shines podcast, where our goal is always to empower you to embrace every facet of who you are, as well as to help you find your beautiful balance in life, and that way you can shine to the fullest. So today, let me ask you a few questions. Have you ever met someone who has a successful career, but really has no idea what's going on with their family? Maybe you've met somebody who has a picture-perfect marriage. I'm talking relationship goals. And in the end, it seems like either the husband or the wife is unfulfilled. Have you ever met a super mom who puts the rest of the world to shame? I have a girlfriend, I promise you. This girl is a super mom. Everything that you think you want to do with your kid, like, she is doing it and she's crushing it. But sometimes it's hard for her to find time for herself. Or how about somebody who has a nice car or a beautiful house, but they still seem a little bit unhappy? I mean, I think we've all met people who are like this, and sometimes, hey, we hate to admit it, but sometimes it's us. We find ourselves in situations where one area of our life is going really, really well, and then another area, we're really dying. How does this happen? Well, as women, I found out that we get pulled in so many different directions. We want to be that best loyal girlfriend, you know, the BFF that you can come to anytime. You can call me anytime when your life is falling apart. I'm there for you. We want to be a great parent to our kids. We want to make sure that they are developing into useful and productive little human beings. We're going to make sure that the values that we have, that we're instilling them and passing them on to our children. And then there are others of us who want to be successful business women. I mean, it's not enough for us to just work for somebody, but we want to be entrepreneurs too. And that takes time, you know, from our lives. Some of us have husbands and we want to be the ultimate wife, you know, the one who knows how to cook and has the house nice, always looks great, nails are always done, hair is always done. It's a work in progress. I'm working on it. I'm gonna get there one day, maybe. But we have all of these different things that pull our lives in so many different directions. And then on top of that, we want to be healthy. So now we have to find time to go to the gym, or we have to find an exercise that we love. Side note, note to self, who really loves exercise? I mean, maybe there's somebody who does. Don't stone me. If you love it, drop it in the comments. Say, hey, I love to exercise, and maybe that'll motivate me. But it can become a chore sometimes. We want to be healthy and we want to live our best lives. And that includes, you know, making choices like spending some time in the gym, being financially fit, and figuring out where the best place is to put our money, how to invest it. We want to have it all. You know, there was a song that came out a few years ago that said, I want it all. And in order to have that, hey, I've got to now, you know, put some time and energy into becoming financially fit. And that means, you know, working some overtime sometimes, but that takes away from other time that maybe you use to do something else. And then on top of all of that, there's the whole social aspect of life. And I'm talking, you know, time to go out with the girlfriends, time to, you know, hang out with the hubby or the significant other. And then time to, you know, get in with the Black Lives Matter, you know, social activism. And we have all of these things that are vying for our time. And many times we find ourselves wishing that we had more hours in a day. Have you ever been there? Have you ever felt like, you know, if I just had one or two more hours, I could get so much more done? Or you're sitting at the end of the day and you're thinking about all of the things that didn't get done that day that you wanted to get done. And it makes you feel less than productive. It makes you feel really drained thinking about what has to be done the next day because it didn't get done today. And we find ourselves spinning our wheels and going nowhere. I mean, the picture in my head is the hamster who's on the wheel and he's running and running and running like he's going to win a marathon, and he's going absolutely nowhere. I mean, we're just under so much pressure to be everything to everybody. We want to have it all. We want to have it all. Not only do we want to have it all, but we want to have it all without dropping the ball. Does that sound like your life? So much to do, so little time. I mean, I think we've all experienced that at some point or another. Maybe it's not our running norm. For many of us, it really is. But if you've experienced it, you know, I'll be the first to say, hey, amen, I did it. I did it. I do. It's a work in progress. And if you feel like me, if you're not afraid, if you're not ashamed, head on over to the Facebook page, search for She Shines Podcast, join the conversation, say, hey, Sharon, I understand what you're talking about. That's me, or that was me, and maybe you can help us get out of that little rut. But come on over, join the conversation. If you're listening on YouTube, go down to the comments, type in amen, woo woo, whatever it is. Let me know, hey, I hear you, I feel you, you're not alone. So if that's you, if that's me, if we are feeling like we're the hamster on the wheel, today I'm getting ready to tell you something that's gonna bless your whole life, girl. Is going to change the way you do things and hopefully change the way you think about things. Really, it's not that complicated. All it's going to take is one statement and one word to set you free. I promise, literally. So here's the statement. The statement is something that you have to take in, think about, embrace for yourself. And that is, you can't be everything to everyone every time. You can't be everything to everyone every time. Think about that. Take that in. Let it soak in for a second. So many times the busyness of our lives come in when we're trying to be everything to everybody. We want to be the best friend. And that's great. It's great to have friends. We want to be the ultimate mom. And that's great. Children need that. We want to be the perfect employee. That's great. Employers need that. But at the end of the day, it puts a lot of pressure on us to be all of these different things, and it pulls us again in so many different directions that sometimes we don't even know which way is up. So I'm giving you permission to take the pressure off of yourself. Take the pressure off. I know you're saying, if I don't do it, it'll never get done. I've said that. Myths and lies, honey, myths and lies. If I don't do it, no one else is going to take the initiative. Myths and lies, it will happen. I found out that life has a wonderful way of self-correcting itself. And so if you don't do it, it doesn't mean that it won't get done. Look at it like this. If you're not the one who does it, it gives someone else an opportunity to stand up and be the answer that you need. So take the pressure off yourself and realize that you can't be everything to everybody, and you can't do that all of the time. You'll end up draining yourself. Before you ever start the race will be over. It will be finished. The count will be called. You'll never make it through because you need to take care of you. And so many times when we have the mentality that we need to please everybody, or that we need to, that we're the ones who have to do it, then we end up neglecting ourselves. And I think about even when you go on a plane ride, the first thing that they do is that they give you all of the rules, and they tell you that if an emergency happens, you'll see an air mask drop from the ceiling. But they tell you in the instructions that you should not try to put your child's mask on first or your neighbor's mask on first. You have to first put your own mask on. Why? Because if in the event of an emergency, you're putting on a child's mask and you run out of oxygen, you're no good to yourself or to that child. The same thing is true in life. And so I want to give you permission, and I hope you'll give yourself permission to take the pressure off of you and not try to be everything to everybody all the time. So that's the statement. If you take it in, if you embrace it, I promise you it'll start you on that road to begin to take the pressure off of yourself and live a much more happy and productive life. Now, I promised you that there was a statement and a word. So here is the word. The word is balance. Balance, ladies. In the literal sense, balance is an even distribution of weight that enables someone or something to remain upright and steady. Or it means having different elements, but all in the proper proportions. Okay, so that's a whole mouthful. What does that mean? Let's break that down. let's look at it from the standpoint of when we were children. Balance was really easy when we were kids. The concept of balance was no problem. Think about when you learned how to ride a bike. When you learned how to ride that bike for the very first time, you started out really, really wobbly. And most of us had the little training wheels on the back. I know I was cute with mine. I had the little tassels on my handlebars, and then I had the training wheels on the back. I was real cute with mine, but I was scared to ride my bike. So my brother still had to hold on to my seat as I learned how to ride. But here's the key in riding that bike. I had to learn how to balance my weight on that bike so that I could put equal pressure on each pedal. If I put too much pressure on the right pedal, I'd end up tipping over to the right, and vice versa. Same thing on the left side. And then think about the other games we played. Can you remember playing hopscotch, where there were some squares where it was one square and you had to balance your weight and hop through it without falling, without tipping over? How about jump rope? I was like double Dutch queen. And you had to do all types of motions, we call them. And one of them was 1 foot. Now I'm telling you, I was a master. I was good. I was like ready to be in the championships, but nobody ever took me that way, but I was good at it. And that required balance. Think about the simplest game. Simon Says, stand on 1 foot, pat your head, and rub your tummy. If you did not have balance, you were not going to be standing on one leg, patting your head, or rubbing your tummy. You're probably going to be sitting on the ground crying. But balance was an easy concept for us. Now, there was one game that I always saw advertised that I wanted and never got. It was called Twister. Now, it was probably for the best, thank you, Jesus, because I'm not necessarily the most coordinated person. But in that game, you had to reach over and touch different colors, whichever one you spin the dial on. And they were, you know, bodies are interlinked and you're trying to keep your balance. And inevitably, somebody falls. But that was the concept of balance when we were children. We understood that we needed to maintain our balance in our bodies to keep ourselves from tipping over or losing the game. But then something happened. We grew up. We grew up, life got busy, and we forgot that we already knew the concept behind balance. And then we began trying to balance all the pieces of our lives without dropping any, and we ended up failing. Sometimes we poured ourselves into our marriage only to end up losing who we really are. We put everything into the us, but nothing into the you. And at the end of the day, that does not feed you. Or we put so much overtime in at work trying to break that glass ceiling that our children end up parenting themselves because there's no mom at home when they get out of school, or there's no mom at home really sometimes until it's bedtime for them. Or we put so much energy into saving for the future that we forget to take a break right now and we end up burned out in the present. And then sometimes we take care of everyone else. And I have seen this happen. Take care of everybody else. Make sure everybody is good. And then at the end of the day, hypertension attacks you because you haven't taken the time to take care of yourself. It almost seems like it's a no-win situation. It's not that we aren't putting in the work, but somehow our lives just keep tipping over. I mean, we're trying to get it going. We're trying to balance ourselves. We're trying to ride that bike of life, but something keeps happening to tip us over, whether it's the fact that we give our children our time and then our husband feels neglected, or we give our job our attention and then we don't have time to hang out with our girlfriends, or maybe we're too busy to work out and our health gets out of whack. Everything is so high priority that there's really no time for taking care of self. There's no time for spirituality. There's no time for the things that give your life joy or meaning. And then we stop and ask ourselves at that point when we're frustrated and we don't know what to do, we ask ourselves, what's really going on? What am I missing? Very simple. Balance. What's really missing is balance. And when we lack balance in our lives, it is impossible for us to truly shine. Think about it. How sparkly do you feel when you are run down, tired, frustrated, overworked? How can you let your best self shine through when your self-esteem is taking a hit because you're looking at everybody else who looks like they have it all together? And then when you go home and you think about the wholeness of your life and you see all of the areas that you didn't do well in, or you see all of the projects at the end of the day that are not done, it'll hit your self-esteem and it'll make you feel like you're not on par with your peers. And that's a huge thing for us, right? And so I know you're saying, hey, you just described my whole life. So what do I do now? Is this the end of it? Or is there a way for me to get some balance in my life? And actually there is. I have a couple of tools that will help you do just that. So one of them is actually a demonstration that I heard many, many years ago, probably over 20 years ago, and it stuck with me. That's how powerful it was. It was the Jar of Life, I've seen it called, and I will try to upload some bonus content for you and let you see a video of that. So if you want to see the Jar of Life actually enacted, you can go over to the Facebook page and search for She Shines Podcast, and we'll have content for you there. But let me just tell you a little bit about it. So the story is told a few different ways, but here's the basic gist. There is a professor who walks into a psychology class, and he takes out a gallon mason jar, this glass jar, and he begins to take big rocks, and he fills the jar with rocks all the way up to the rim of the jar. And he asked the class, is this jar full? So, of course, the smartest of the students raised their hands first. And they said, of course, that jar is full. Then from under the desk, he takes out another little container that has pebbles in it. And he begins to pour the pebbles over the rocks into the mason jar. And what happens is the pebbles go down. They fill in all of the spaces in between these big rocks. He does that until it's all the way filled to the brim. And then he asked the class again, is this jar full? So now, because they were tricked once, they're a little bit more reluctant, but the jar looks pretty full. So one kid raises his hand and says, yes, the jar is full. And then, as if on cue, the professor takes out a jar of sand and he begins to pour the sand over the rocks and the pebbles. And instead of the sand spilling out over the sides of the container, the sand works its way down between the rocks, between the pebbles. All of the empty spaces that were there become filled with sand. And he kind of shakes the jar, agitates it a little bit, and it goes all the way down in there and it fills the jar. And now he asks the class, is the jar full? And then he explains to the class, he says this, he says, the jar is your life. The jar is the time that you have to feel from your birth to your expiration date. So from the birth year to the dash in between the birth year and the ending year on your tombstone, this jar represents that time. And you get to decide how you want to spend your time. So he tells them, the first thing you need to do is fill your time with the rocks. These are the things that are truly important. This is yourself, number one, because remember, not taking care of yourself leaves you nothing to take care of others with. It would include your family, your friends, your knowledge. Knowledge is something that can never be taken away from us. It includes your goals. It includes your passions. It's the things that money can't buy. If you had nothing else, your life would still be full with the large rocks. If everything else was gone in an instant, the large rocks will give you enough to pick up right there and start all over again. And then he tells them to add in the pebbles. The pebbles are other things that are necessary, but not quite as important as the rocks. These are your jobs. A job is important. If you don't have a job, you can't pay for the house, you can't pay for a car, you can't pay for your necessities, shelter over your head, you can't eat. So that's a necessity. It's not an anchor like the rocks, because if you don't have a job, you can always get another one, right? The pebbles would include your house, your car, your computer. We can't live without those computers, I'm telling you. I'm one of them. Let me just go ahead and throw in the cell phone for good measure, because it's something that we really tend to, you know, not be able to live without these days. So let us tell it. They're important, But if you don't have them, your life will be harder, but it will still be survivable. You still be able to live. You still be able to thrive. But they're important to make your life comfortable and to give you an enjoyable experience. The good thing about pebbles is if they get damaged, they can always be replaced. And then after he had added the rocks and the pebbles, remember he added the sand? The sand was all of the small, trivial stuff. It is our hobbies. It is Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. It's the dental visits, the carpools, the auto repairs, the doctor's visits. There are things that are sometimes going to be really enjoyable, like watching TV. But then there will be things that are less fun but necessary. You need to get your car serviced in order for it to run and get you to that job that pays for it, right? But in the grand scheme of things, the sand is less important. The sand is not what you can build a foundation on. So what's the point? In order to achieve a beautiful balance in life, you have to be intentional. You cannot fill your life with sand first, watching TV all day, going to the park all day, all of my hobbies on Facebook all day, on Twitter all day. You can't do that, filling your jar with sand first, and then expect that there will be space and time left for the things that are really, really important. How do I know if I've put sand in my jar first? Lack of productivity. That means you've put sand in the jar. When you find yourself being really, really busy, but nothing is getting done, that is a clue that maybe sand is going into that jar first. So what happens if you put in the pebbles first, the daily bump and grind? Well, you'll have a very full life. You will be very busy, but the things that really, really matter at the end of the day, the things that you really don't want to live without, will not be able to fit. You will be busy, but unfulfilled. If you find yourself unfulfilled, that might be a sign that you're filling your jar with pebbles first. But then if you, on the other hand, put in the rocks first, that's those most important things, the things that money can't buy. I found that those are the things that keep you anchored and balanced. People that I know in passing will rarely call me on something that I need to do differently, but let one of my sisters see me do something. They are going to keep me grounded and anchored and balanced and say, hey, no, that's not what we do. They're going to keep you balanced. And so when you put those most important things in first, time for yourself, time to recharge yourself, it will keep you anchored and balanced and able to think well so that you can prioritize. It'll help you prioritize your life in such a way that you never run out of time for the things that are truly important to you. And here's one thing that I really like, and this is a big problem for a lot of us. It will help you to know when to say no. No is one of the most powerful words we have in our vocabulary. When we train babies, I mean, they don't know any other words. Before they learn all other words, I bet they will know the word no, because they've been told it so much. Why? Because we want to keep them safe and we want them to understand that they cannot put their hands on everything. The same thing holds true in our adult lives. We have to be able to know when to say no. It may be a great idea. It may be a great opportunity, but every good opportunity isn't a God opportunity. Every great thing is not a great thing for us. Everything that looks good does not add to our lives. And so we have to be able, as women who get called on to be mothers, who get called on to be wives, who get called on to be in the business rooms and the boardrooms, who are entrepreneurs, who are trying to balance our health and our fitness and our schedules, and we're trying to carpool and we're trying to take the children to all of their different appointments, and we have all of this stuff going on, we have to be able to empower ourselves by saying no. So if you want to see the video that kind of shows you the visualization of everything I've just said, head on over to Facebook, go to She Shines Podcast, and you'll be able to find a video in the bonus content area. And then I want to challenge you to really think about your life. Think about what your rocks are. What are your pebbles? The things that are important, but not all important. What's your sand? Things that kind of stick to you and they make your life full or busy, but they don't really add value to your life. Think about where you spend most of your time. Where do you spend the majority of your energy? And then here's the kicker. Are you filling your life with pebbles, taking for granted that when you get ready for those rocks like family, like love, that they'll just be there for you when you get ready for them? So I want you to go over to Facebook, drop me a comment. Let me know, hey, what's your rocks? What's your pebbles? What represents sand in your life? What things do you want to kind of rid yourself of to make space for other things? And I will actually go there and I'll drop mine too. I want to be transparent. I want you to know that this is a work in progress. Everybody is at a different point in their lives. And it's not a destination, but it really is a process and it's something that we have to be mindful of. So I'm just going to, for good measure, throw mine in there so you know that I'm in the journey with you. I'm not, you know, better than you. I'm in the journey with you. I think that it's something that we all have to be conscious of, because if we don't, then we'll find ourselves with our lives full and busy. But at the end of the day, it will be pebbles and sand and not really those rocks that we hold dear. If you are listening on YouTube, don't be afraid. Go ahead and drop a comment. Let us know what your rocks are, what your pebbles are, what your sand is. And so I have another tool as well. I'm a very practical person. I'm a hands-on person. And so sometimes I need to see things visually in order for it to really sink in. And this is something that I did a few years ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And it kind of helped to show me what my priorities had actually been. It's called a life balance worksheet. And if you are interested in seeing what it looks like or doing one yourself, you're welcome to head on over to the Facebook page, She Shines Podcast on Facebook. Join the group and you'll have access to the bonus content in which you'll find the life balance worksheet. It has very clear and simple instructions to tell you how to complete it. But the overall concept of it is this. There are 8 main sections that help us to lead full and fulfilling lives. Those things might be career, finances, health, our family, our romance, personal growth, and other things like that. This particular one that I'm uploading will have 8 particular areas. Some of the areas may mean nothing to you, and you can cross out that and write in another one that really means something to you. Maybe you are not big on fun and recreation, but you want to add in spirituality. You can definitely do that, modify it so that it is catered to yourself. But what it is that there's a scale. There's a wheel with a scale number from 1 to 10 in every area, in each of those 8 areas. And it'll allow you to assess each area and determine how fulfilled you are in that area. So if it is business, I say I'm about an 8 at business. I kind of like what I do. I kind of like how things are going. But maybe in fun and recreation, I don't have enough time. I might rate that a 3. But so it'll give you a visual representation of the areas of your life and the time that you put into them and how you rate them, how you value those areas. So the most important thing to completing this exercise is, number one, to just be honest. Nobody has to see this but you. Now, in transparency, I will post mine. I have no problem doing that. But it helps you to be honest with yourself and to really see in front of you which areas of your life you spend a lot of time in. Maybe you're overly focused on health and fitness to the neglect of something else. And so it'll show you that and it'll give you a visual representation of that. It'll show you some areas that you may need to focus on a little bit more. Now, I do caution you and tell you that it is sometimes very eye-opening and surprising when you come face to face with what your priorities have been. Because I thought going in that my priorities were A, B, and C. And then I found out when I really filled it out that there was an area that was very important to me that I wasn't putting enough time into. And so it brings you face to face with it, and you're the one filling it out. So you can't deny it. You can't say it's not true because you're the one who's doing it. And really think about it. There really is no shame in discovering areas for improvement. So please be honest with yourself. This will help you to find that beautiful balance for your life. So once you've completed the worksheet, if you are feeling particularly brave, you can go to the Facebook group She Shines Podcast, or you can go on YouTube and you can share yours. Tell me what area you are most satisfied with, or what area you see you can improve. Again, I'm going to put mine out there for you to see. Sometimes it will change depending on what phase you are in life. That's fine. This is just a snapshot in time to tell us where we are right now so that we can assess ourselves and begin to do life a little bit better with a little less stress. So again, if you're feeling brave, go on over, post it. Let me know what you think. Let me know how things are going for you. And maybe we can even give each other tips on how to find more time for the areas where we're not as developed. We're in this together, so let's do it. If you're a woman who shines and you want to see other women shine, why don't you share this podcast with them so we can grow together? Let's build a community from this. I want to see 100 subscribers. First goal, 100 subscribers on every outlet, YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud. Very meager goal. But hey, we don't despise small beginnings. We can crush this. We can do this really quickly. I have faith in us, girls. Let's build this community so we can grow together. Let them know about the conversations that we're having in the Facebook group and the extra content like the Jar of Life or the Life Balance Worksheet that we talked about today. I'm sure that these are tools that can help them to shine even brighter. Again, I'm your host, Sharon Holmes. And until next time, shine on, girl.